is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Hey, welcome to Create Bible Story for Kids. Have you been doing since? You going to school or you been at home? Your parent, how you doing? Great to be with you again. Remember our last time we talked about Joseph and how he got to Egypt, how they sold him, and how he went to prison, and then he told Pharaoh his dream, and Pharaoh made him the great man, governor of Egypt. And they began to gather food, plenty. Okay, let's start today. So Joseph became the governor. And then the 7 years of plenty began, and they began to have plenty. Food was everywhere. But Joseph began to store 20%. That's every 5, Joseph would take 1 and keep it. Every 10, Joseph would take 2. Every 20, Joseph would take how many? You know, 1 of 5, 2 of 10, that'd be 4 of 20. So wherever we find food, we keep 20%, 1 over 5 of the food. So he began to keep the food. First year plenty, second year plenty, third year plenty, fourth year plenty, 50 year plenty, 60 year plenty, 70 year. The food was so much, but they kept packing them. Pack. They couldn't even count the food anymore. They packed them into many, many cities, many, many storehouses, big storehouses. And then, 7 years, plenty stopped. And then, trouble began. There was no more plenty coming in the first year, in the second year. Everybody started getting hungry, but thank God Joseph has stopped food. So Joseph began to open the large store, and people were buying, and people were getting hungry everywhere. So they were coming to Egypt from all other nations around them looking for food. And Joseph, remember, was now the governor and was now distributing the food to the people to buy so they can go and eat so they will not die. And Pharaoh was glad that Joseph give them the meaning of the dream, and not only that, he helped them store the food so they would not starve. But something happened one day. Remember, Jacob, Joseph's father, and his brothers. Remember them? Oh, they were also in famine too. They didn't have food. So the father said to the boys, "You should go look for food. You just can't be looking at me here. So go pack your load, take some money. I heard that there's food in Egypt. Go look for food in Egypt." So they packed their load. Remember, they were 11 now instead of 12. Joseph had a brother from the same mother, the last one, Benjamin. The father said, "You are not going with Benjamin. Only 10 of you should go and look for food." So the 10 of them left, and they came on their donkeys. They got to Egypt. When they got to Egypt, the storehouse they went to, Joseph was there. Now Joseph was looking different, looking like Egyptian with different look, different appearance, looking like a governor. They didn't know him anymore. So when they came, they were looking for food. They didn't know Joseph, but Joseph knew them. So Joseph said, "Hey, you there." All the 10 of them came. He said, "What do you want?" He said, "We are hungry. We came to buy food." Joseph said, "No, you are not coming there to buy food. You are spies. You came to see our land so you can attack us." "Oh," they said, "we are not spies. We are band of brothers. We have one family. We all live in Canaan land and we are hungry. And our father said we should come and buy food here." He said, "Which father? And what's the family? Tell me more about your family." Joseph didn't tell them who he was. They didn't know it was Joseph, their brother, that they sold. Joseph looked at them. Guess what? Joseph remembered the dream that he had when he was in his father's house, that the brothers came and they were bowing down with their sheaves. Remember? Joseph remembered the dream. coming to pass right before his eyes. So he said to them, hey, prove to me that you are not spies. They said, we are 12 brothers. One is dead. The last one is still with our daddy at home. And we will like to buy food. We come with our money. And they were on the floor, prostrating and begging Joseph to get food. Joseph said, I'm not going to agree with you. You know what I'm going to do? I'll take you and lock you up, all of you. Then we'll know that you are spies. They were afraid. So, but Joseph said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'll take one of you and lock him up. And you should go home and bring that to your last brother to prove that you're not a spy. So Joseph asked them, his servant, to give them food. They packed all their bags with food. And Joseph told them, his servant, that he should put their money back in the bags. Don't take any money from them. So he took one of them, Simon, and he took rope and bind him and put him in prison. Everybody looked, you're afraid. He said, go back to your land and go tell your father and bring your last son. If you don't bring your last son, don't come here for any food again. So they packed their load. They were very scared. They were afraid. They started going back to Canaan. As they were going, he slept in a place overnight. One of them opened his bag and saw his money there. He was afraid more. What's my money there? I paid my money. So they kept going. They were surprised. When they got home, they told their father what happened. They said, Dad, we go to Egypt. We saw the governor there. He asked for us. He said, we were spies. He said, we are not spies. And he took one of us, Simon, and locked him up. And he said, go to your father's house and bring your last born. If you don't bring him, no more food. The father said, why did you do that? Why did you tell the man that you have another brother? Why did you tell him your story? The boys, they said, we didn't know that he will ask us to go and bring our last born. We didn't know. So the father said, don't worry. When they opened their bags, they found all their money in the bag. They were more than scared. So they started eating the food. Then the food started to finish. So the father said to them, boys, go back to Egypt and bring more food. They said that the governor said we must never come back without our brother. Hey, Simon is over there locked up. We cannot, if we don't come, we should not come back. The father said, Joseph is dead. Now, they are taking away Benjamin from me. Everything is working against me. All of them stood up. It was Reuben, the firstborn. He said, Dad, please, I'll lay down my life. Give me Benjamin to be under me. I'll take Benjamin down. I want to take Benjamin down. And I will stand for him. And I bring food. Finally, their father Jacob agreed. So they took Benjamin and they went to Egypt. They carried the money they found in their bag along. When they got down there and they got to Joseph again, all the 11, all the 10 now, one was in prison with Joseph. The 10, Benjamin were there. When Joseph saw them and he saw his brother, Benjamin, from the same mother, something broke loose in him. He ran inside and wept. And he came back. He cleaned his face. He said, hey, you're back. Is that your brother? He said, yes. He said, okay. Okay, before you get your food, you're going to eat with me in the house today. So he said, this will all go to his house. So they took him to his house. When he got to the house, he said, you know what he did? Joseph did. They didn't know Joseph knew them. So Joseph arranged the food according to their age. So from the firstborn to the lastborn, put them on the table, put food before them. And then the lastborn, Joseph gave him much more food than the rest. When they entered and they sat down like that, they were shocked. How? Who knew? I mean, who knows how they were born? What age they are? So they ate. He finished. So he said, how's your father? He said, our father is old but fine. Okay, he said, okay, we'll get food for you and pack your food. So he released Simon to join them. They all ate and then he packed food for them. Joseph did something. Joseph took a silver cup and told his servant to hide it in the load of Benjamin so that they will not know. So they all packed their load, and the silver cup was put in the Benjamin's bag, the last born. So they left. While they were going, suddenly Joseph said his servants will run after them. And then they have stolen from him. What should they steal from him? So he ran after them. When they got down there, the servant got down there and said, "Hey, you men, why did you treat our master wrongly? He took care of you and you stole from him." Ah, they got down and said, "We are not thieves. They started swearing. Anybody who must die, he will suffer." So they all came back to the house of Joseph. And they said they should open their bags. When they opened their bag, they find the silver cup in Benjamin's bag. He said, "Okay, I'll take Benjamin and lock him up." Fire on the mountain. They started crying. Said, "No, all of you go, Benjamin. After a while, see what happened." Judah and I got up. One of them, Judah, got up and said, "Please, I'm begging you, Governor. I'm begging you. Our father is old. If I don't go back with the son, if I don't go back with Benjamin, our father will die and go to his grave in sorrow. Please, take me, and let the boy go back home with them." Wow. Joseph just started crying. Joseph just said, "Everybody, get away from me, everybody, leave." Joseph started crying. Cried. They were looking at him. And Joseph said, "I'm Joseph, your brother. I'm Joseph, your brother." He said, "Your father is still alive?" They just said, "Come near." They were so shocked. They couldn't imagine it. He grabbed them. They cried. They all wept. He said, "Okay, you know what? I'm the governor here. God has put me over here. You sold me, but God had another plan for me. So that's why I'm here today. You know what? All of you are going to come to Egypt. You're going to have plenty of food. You're going to live very well." They were still so shocked. He said, "Now, okay." He brought out big, big trucks to pack their food. He said, "Pack food. Go to my dad and tell our daddy that Joseph is now the governor in Egypt and I used to come over there." So they packed their load. He said, he told them, "Don't fight on the way. God sent me here through you, though you plan to destroy me." They were all happy. They were rejoiced. They got out. They traveled back to Cana. When they got to Cana, the father saw them. The father said, "Hey," he said, "Dad, Joseph is alive." He said, "What?" The man just fainted. So when he revived him, he said, "What?" He said, "Joseph is still alive. We sold him. He didn't die that time. We sold him. And our governor in Egypt." The father just couldn't believe it. He was just looking. Finally, he said, "You see, he brought trucks with food." Then when he saw the trucks and saw the food and the wagons of clothes, he just woke up and said, "I'm going to Egypt to go and see my son." So the father got up and God said to him, God came to Jacob and God said to Jacob, "You go to Egypt and Joseph will use his hands to close your eyes in death. Don't be afraid. Go to Egypt. I'm with you." So he got up and then they packed all their load. They packed everything, their children, their family, their livestock, and they went to Egypt. When they got to Egypt, they told Joseph that his father was around. Guess what? Joseph ran, and he saw the father, and he cried. Finally, Joseph took him in, saw his father again. You know, he was the father's most beloved. The father said, "I can see your face again." All right. Beautiful. What happened next? Next story, we'll hear it. All right. Today has been a long story. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful time today. Till we see you again. Yeah.